Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Liberated Latina podcast. It has been a hot minute since I have spoken with all of you here and hung out. So, thank you for coming back. Thank you for hanging out with me. And if this is the first episode that you are catching, hey, and I'm so glad you're here. And just a disclaimer, I don't usually have this weird lisp when I talk. I actually just got my Invisalign retainers today. So, fun little life update there. I just got my Invisalign retainers maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. And I didn't want that to detract from finally sitting down and delivering this message to all of you, because this has been something that I've been having a lot of conversations about and did a whole training in a membership that I am a contributing expert to. So, I wanted to bring it here for all of you as well. So, yeah. Invisalign, just a little aside before we get into the content. I actually had braces for, I've had everything. Like any of you that have gone through so much with your teeth and with dentistry, you'll feel me. I've had everything for my teeth since I was little. I have this little contraption expander thing that we needed like this metal key to expand it at the roof of my mouth. I had braces. I've had gum surgery, like gum shaping surgery. I had braces for about 4 years, I think. I've had so many different procedures done for my teeth, and my teeth have been such a big insecurity of mine. And so, as you may know, I got engaged in September. I am planning my wedding for September of 2025, and I just really wanted to feel confident with all the pictures and all of that. So please excuse any weird, funny, way of talking. But going into today's content, we are having a full-blown marketing conversation because I really feel like this is a conversation that we need to have as not just a community of service providers and incredibly gifted visionaries and entrepreneurs, but through the lens of a CEO. Many of you, whether you're a solopreneur right now, or maybe you have one or two team members, or maybe you are expanding, right? I think we forget with all of the conversation online about following what you think is right and doing what you want when you want it. There's a lot of us-centered conversations that influences the decisions we make. And while I am so for following intuition and following our gut feelings. At the same time, we also have to consider that we are running a business and we are CEOs of our companies. And there's a certain perspective that, especially through the lens of marketing, we have to apply as CEOs in order to differentiate ourselves and also to be able to be more effective in applying our efforts in an intentional way that gets our work into more hands. And I just feel like there are some gaps in the conversation around how marketing is talked about. What people say, what other coaches say about marketing online. And so I wanted to bring this grounded perspective on marketing. And especially if you are bringing in a new offer that you're wanting to sell soon, or if you have existing offers that you're like, man, I'm posting, I'm doing all these things, and I just don't quite see that traction. I don't quite see the results that I'm wanting, or I know there's more people that could use this, but I'm not really seeing those results. I think this will go a really long way in supporting you. Today, we are going to talk about the differentiating factors to go from marketing like a, side hustler, or marketing this business as a passion project, to really marketing as a CEO. So, first thing I want to say off the bat is that while we don't want to sell things just because we think people will buy it, because I've seen that a lot. Clients will say, I'm selling this thing. It's not really selling. And sometimes it's because they actually don't want to be delivering on that, but they are just adding a whole bunch of things into their offer because they think that that's actually what people will buy. And that's not what they want or feel confident in delivering on. So there's that. But at the same time, some some of us can tend to go into the other side of the pendulum and say, well, I really want to offer this. I really feel called to do this. So I'm going to put together this offer. And this is where we want to tie in the element of the CEO, because it's not just about selling something that we want to sell. It's about selling something that we are confident in executing, that we are confident that we're bringing something new and needed to the table, but it's about the other people. It's about our audience. It's about the marketplace. And what that requires is a certain level of familiarity and knowledge about the market, the people, the conditions, what else is out there, what's missing, right? It should not be a guessing game. We should feel like we are have our finger on the pulse of what is happening in the market. And then from there, we identify the gaps, we identify what's not being addressed or what there's room for, and we create the offers around that. The second thing that I wanted to outline is that not all posting is marketing, and marketing doesn't just mean posting. And I see this a lot where people will express frustrations to me because they're like, girl, I am posting. I am consistent as a mofo. I am doing, you know, the reels. I'm using the trending audios. I'm doing all of these things consistently, but I'm not quite seeing that traction. And what I notice is that, yes, they're posting consistently, but they're not quite marketing. You could be posting and not marketing. If we look at content creators, for example, they're not necessarily marketing. They are creating content, right? Their job is to create content. Their job is to entertain. Their job is to just share their lifestyle and use certain products. And by using those certain products, that's, they're kind of marketing for other brands, but their real intention is to create that content and really sell themselves, sell the lifestyle, sell what they're doing. And then the products that they use naturally, as people are being entertained and they're following them, they're like, oh, what's that? Oh, that looks good, right? So they're not necessarily marketing an offer or selling something that they have created. So I want to quickly look at the word marketing. And this is something that I invite you to just keep in the back of your mind when you are creating content, creating your posts, or just thinking about how to approach the marketing of your offer. Keep this in the back of your head, because it's something that even keeps me grounded when I get in a rut of like, okay, I'm posting, but am I really like marketing this? Marketing has two components. If we look at the word, right, we have market, and then we have the ing at the end. A market is essentially a place where there are buyers and sellers, right? And they're gathered there to create that marketplace of exchange. The ing at the end is, it expresses the action, right? It's the action of the market. It's the action of being in the market. So marketing, feels weird to say it like that, but marketing is the act of engaging in the market. And what that essentially means is that if we're marketing, we are contributing to the marketplace, right? And for all of us as CEOs of a company, and also the, for many of us, we're also the service provider and we're also the thought leader. So we are bringing, we are contributing our offers, our products, our services to the marketplace. There are a couple things that I want to highlight here with that breakdown. Number one, marketing means that you know that the market exists. What that means is you know that you're coming in as a seller, but you also know that there are buyers. And this is often something that I see with, you know, so many of us are so, man, we're so gifted. We're so creative. We're such visionaries. We can really create our faces off. And what we have to keep grounded in, though, is that we're not selling something where there's not necessarily a market for. And if there's not a current market for it, then that means that you have still identified that there's a need or a gap or a desire. And there are people that will invest in it, right? There's research. There's still an analysis and a knowing that, you know, this is a relatively new market, but I know that there's a need or a desire for something, and I'm bringing this innovative approach in, or this innovative offer, product, service that there are people that will buy this. I know how this is going to contribute to the market. And then the job there is to communicate that. So marketing means that you know that the market exists. And if it's like this innovative, brand new thing, you know that there are people that would have the need or desire to invest in this. This is also where we get that gut check of, are we selling something that we want? Or are we selling something that, yes, we're so confident that we love, that we know we can execute on, but we also have done our research to know that it's something that the people want, need. Marketing should not feel like we are convincing anyone that they need this thing. And this is where the line got blurred, I think, for a lot of entrepreneurs in the past few years, where a lot of people were talking about, man, I don't want to feel like I'm convincing anyone. And you're right. It should not feel that way. When marketing feels like we're convincing, it's because there isn't that fundamental CEO research and analysis that has gone in to identify the marketplace, to identify the people in the market that are the prospective buyers. That's where we have to gut check ourselves. If it's feeling like you're convincing, go back and study the market. Go back and study who are the potential buyers, who are you targeting. Go out and talk to them. What exactly are they wanting? What exactly do they feel is missing? What do they wish they had access to? What other players are there in the marketplace? What are the other big players? And what are the gaps that they're still leaving open? And then what are the gifts and talents and experiences and innovative breakthroughs that you can bring to the marketplace to create that breakthrough in value? The breakthrough in value is where the gold of your offer is at. And once we can communicate that, and not just communicate it through words, but being able to visually show that, that's marketing. And at that point, when you can clearly identify, communicate, showcase the breakthrough and value of your offer, you ain't got to convince nobody. But that takes that CEO investment of analysis and research and getting in there, getting with the people, getting into the market, not getting lost in it and not buying into whatever beliefs and conditions and limitations that the offer has, but being able to be in it, but then being able to see the bigger picture and address the marketplace when we are marketing, right? So a couple of things that I want you to keep in mind. When you are marketing your offer, can you feel connected to the audience / potential buyers? And are you clear on what their true desire or need is? Can you feel connected to what they would love to have access to instead? And when I say what they want to have access to, are you sure of what they want to feel, experience, have instead? And also, are you connected to their values? Because values, when we can align with values, then we're not just selling them a thing or an offer, right? A service. We're also connecting with them on a deeper level. And that's what's going to allow you to feel that clicking in of your people. It's not just about highlighting, the features and the benefits, although yes, that's important, but can we connect with our audience on a deeper level? Because that's where you're going to go from, you know, feeling people kind of like lukewarm about what you offer to then people knowing like, yep, you talked about this thing and I just knew this was the product for me. This was a service for me. So connecting on those three things with your audience and then moving into the market. Now, I know that there has been a lot of talk in the online space about like not paying attention to competitors and not believing that there's any competition. And yes, I do believe that it is very distracting to constantly be comparing yourself to your competition. And I'm using the word comparing very intentionally. However, there is an element of business and the CEO perspective of knowing who else is in the marketplace, right? It doesn't have to be this like dog eat dog, cutthroat type of study, but absolutely we should be well versed in what else is there in the marketplace? Who else is playing? Who else is exchanging? Who else is out there? Who else is serving in a similar way? Because if we are not aware of that, then how can we put ourselves in a position to create and innovate and bring forth bigger breakthroughs in value, right? How else can we be connected to what's really happening with our people, what they're coming into contact with? It's not about competing in an ugly way, but I think that in the empowered way, competition can give light and competition can give way to a lot of amazing creativity, a lot of amazing innovation, a lot of amazing commitment to bettering each other, right? So are you aware of what are the other big players in the marketplace? What else is out there? And when you can address that in a way that's, you know, not tearing others down, but just in a way that is highlighting what is the breakthrough in value of your service or your product, then you'll also be able to better connect with your audience because they know that you know, they know that you know what else is out there and that this is something different. And then lastly, are there any values that you feel like aren't really being addressed in the marketplace? I was thinking about how with the beauty products and the cosmetic industry, a lot of products started making the shift to cruelty-free and creating vegan products, and how that was likely, you know, a company that was looking and saying, you know what? There are people that are becoming more conscious of what they use, what they put on their body, but then also they want to align with their values of not hurting animals in all aspects of their life. So why don't we create cosmetics that are cruelty-free and vegan? And as we now know, that's such a big trend now. Not all products do that. But I also know of many people that when they see something with a little sticker cruelty-free or vegan, they go with that, right? Because it aligns with their values. So looking at in the marketplace, what are certain values that you feel like your audience has, but maybe isn't being addressed or integrated in the way that you think should be with your product or service? And how can you tie that into your offers even more? And then when it comes to your offer, so we went through your audience, we talked about the marketplace, and now with your offer, are you clear on what the breakthrough in value is of what you're bringing in? Because if you're not, then it's going to very quickly get swept away in the internet noise. It's going to feel drowned out. It's going to feel like people aren't really getting it because to a certain extent, you don't feel clear in that. So asking yourself and really taking time to reflect on what is the breakthrough in value of your offer? If you're not clear on that, go back to the market. What are the other players? What are your people saying? What are they missing? What are they wanting instead? What's not being addressed? And allow that to inform your copy, your reels, how you talk about your offer. And then also being clear on what is the new experience? What is the new reality that becomes possible because of my innovative approach, because of what I'm bringing to the table? And not being afraid to talk about what values your offers stand for. By aligning with your services, with your products, with whatever it is that you're offering, what values are tied into, baked into the just being in contact with your brand and your offers. Don't be afraid to really explicitly state that, because like I said, it just creates a different, deeper level of camaraderie with your people. All right. That is what I got for you. I hope that this was useful in being able to ground you into a more intentional way of marketing. And I know it was rather basic for many of us that have been in business for, you know, a few years, but I hope that this is just a nice refresher, because I even need it sometimes. We get so in the weeds of things, and if it's feeling a little if it's feeling a little sticky, if it's feeling a little clunky, then it's always good to go back to the basics. Let me know how this landed for you. If you haven't yet, I would love for you to leave a review. If you find these episodes helpful, if you've been around for a while, if you're just tuning in, I would love for you to leave a review. And it's just a great way for me to hear how these episodes are landing with you and being able to continue to improve. And my DMs are open. I love connecting with you guys and keeping the conversation going. So you can go ahead and follow me at The Liberated Latina and send me a DM. Let me know that you're listening, and I would love to connect with you. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me and hanging out, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.